A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing, so that they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas for a man, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And there he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine, to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. Do you know anyone who would benefit from being figuratively knocked on his or her butt? You know, the kind of person whose arrogance or pride color their every word and action. Saul, who we hear about in the reading from Acts of the Apostles this day, was that kind of guy. And his air of superiority was manifested in his contempt for Christians and his desire to harm them. Today's reading describes him literally being knocked on his butt. What followed was a conversion experience unlike any other. And Saul became Paul, not the persecutor, but the preacher of faith. I began this reflection with that question. Do you know anyone? And my guess is that many who hear those words can immediately nod their heads in assent and think of someone who really might aggravate them. But rather than looking outside of ourselves, perhaps the task today is to look inside, honestly being introspective, prayerfully asking, am I some days arrogant? Do I have a sense of pride or conceit that color my relationships with others and color them in a negative way? Hopefully, it won't take being knocked on our butts, but simply be open to God's grace to change, just like Saul did.